Joining us now is the head coach of the Ithaca Little Red football team. That, of course, is Clarence Welch. IHS defeating Johnson City 32-22 in the season opener. And Clarence, thanks for the time. A big 10-point win, as I just mentioned, to open up the season. When the buzzer sounded, the whistle blew, you headed back into the locker room with you and the guys. What was the message that you told your team inside the locker room when the ball game ended?
Basically, you know, it was a real team effort. We've been preaching that all preseason, you know, executing and finishing. And the message at halftime was to not be complacent or get complacent and keep the, you know, the foot on the metal and finish the game the way it should be finished.
Peyton Waite had a monster game out there out of the backfield, a trio of touchdowns on the ground. Why do you feel like he ended up having such an effective game?
He's a hard runner. You know, he's a senior. He's experienced. You know, so, and that actually helps. You know, in the first game, you know, against a stack opponent, you know, Section 4, Johnson City being, you know, a traditional powerhouse over that way, you know, some years ago. But just his experience, you know, running the ball, and you know, I'm actually his running backs coach, and myself being a running back, you know, I teach them to run with their eyes. And there was a few things that weren't, you know, it wasn't happening early on, and we made some adjustments, you know, with our offensive coordinator and our O-line coach, and he just executed those adjustments very well.
From what it looks like and what it sounds like and what we've seen early on here, you have a wide variety of players on the roster in terms of age group. You have a lot of upperclassmen. You also have a boatload of underclassmen, too, and a lot of them are seeing some meaningful playing time. How have you seen some of those younger players adjust and try to really embrace the big stage?
Well, we have a thing that we have implemented in our program called Program Guidelines, and one of the guidelines is to trust the process. And with us being a young team this year, we have about like 15 to 17 sophomores, about 12 juniors and 12 seniors. You know, with it being a young team, we preach that as well at this campus, to just trust the process, trust your coaches, trust each other, you know, and you work hard and, you know, we'll be successful if we just follow those guidelines.
Clarence Welch, head coach of the Ithaca Little Red football team, our guest here on BTL after IHS beat Johnson City in the season opener 32-22. How happy were you to be able to have balance on the offensive side? 195 passing yards, 161 rushing yards. You can't ask for a better balance than that.
No, you can't. You know, and I think most football coaches, you know, anywhere want a nice balanced, you know, between your pass game and your rush game. And when it works out well, you know, usually you see good results, you know, with a win. And us having a sophomore quarterback, first-year varsity starter, and the offensive line being young as well, we were really, really pleased with their effort and their play. It just spoke to their hard work throughout the preseason.
I want to go to the other side of the football really quick, because you did force a handful of turnovers defensively. There was even a special teams turnover as well. You held Johnson City to just 268 yards. What was the game plan for that side of things, and how do you feel like you executed?
If we could avoid giving up the big play and just being consistent and playing team defense, you know, getting to the football again, you know, during preseason and rolling off from last year, you know, getting all 11 guys, you know, to do their jobs individually, you know, with one common goal. And that's to just stop any offense that we face, you know, as best we can, keeping the numbers down, you know, the big plays down and touchdowns down. You know, with an experienced defense like we have, you know, we put ourselves in good position to be successful.
It also helped that Johnson City was just 2 for 11 on third downs, and you stopped a lot of drives.
You know, the game plan to start was just to be in a base defense and to kind of read and react and, you know, get a feel for the cadence, and then, you know, kind of open the floodgates for the real game plan. And we saw some things, you know, from the box that we could do better, obviously, on defense. And essentially, we executed that, and the kids did very well. We saw basically that they were a little bit weak in the A-gaps, and so we shot those the entire game, and that was the big key in us stopping them on those third down conversions.
Clarence Welch, head coach of the Ithaca Little Red football team, our guest here on BTL. It's another year for you. What do you feel like you're more comfortable with as a second-year head coach?
You know, last year being the first year, you know, my goal and the coaching staff goal was to set a tone, you know, for myself, for them, with the new person at the helm. And this year, for me, it's all about, and for the kids, executing and finishing. You know, now that we have our, you know, our offense and defenses in place and installed, you know, now let's just, you know, get out and practice, get as many reps as we can, work hard, and just execute and finish.
You've been a lifelong resident. You know the ups and downs of this program for the last decade or so. What do you feel like will be the calling card to get this program back on track? Obviously, a win week one to start the season is a good way. The numbers seem to be very good for you and the program this year, but what other steps do you feel like need to be taken?
You know, we're starting to get ourselves involved with our youth program and to help keep our numbers up. You know, it's a lot of our youth football program, the numbers are low. And for us to get ourselves involved and help recruit and get into the elementary schools and to get kids interested in playing football is key for us. We don't have a JV team this year, which is unfortunate. But getting ourselves involved with that youth program is going to be very, very important for us to, you know, get the game of football in this county, not only in Ithaca, but in the county as well, back up and going again.
I want to go back to the team because I'm kind of curious who some of the new faces and some of the new names that we should be on the lookout for are.
So our quarterback, sophomore Chase Vizito, he was a JV quarterback last year. This is his first year with us on the varsity team as a quarterback. He's leading the charge for us on offense. And, you know, he's only got one job this year, and I told him that from day one, that's to be the quarterback on the team, and then we'll get him going with some other stuff later on. Peyton Waite, who's been with us now for, I believe, 2 years. He's a senior captain, running back, linebacker. Tyler Driscoll is our returning MVP from the season from last year. He's a huge help on defense. He's our starting linebacker. Spencer Whitmore was our leading receiver in the game on Friday night. He's a senior. He runs track for us as well. He's a really good athlete.
Yeah.
Sees the field and catches what we need him to catch when we need him to. Our offensive line is a mix of sophomores and juniors. Jeremy Conklin, Jack Yeagie, Dexter Joffrey, just to name a few. Jeremy Russell is our senior center leading that offensive line. So, you know, we've got some guys who are don't have a whole lot of experience on the varsity level, but they're good athletes, they're smart kids, and they figured it out so far.
How do you feel like you will be able to maintain this kind of collective team effort that we saw week one?
Throughout the preseason, you know, we as a coaching staff, we've been preaching to the kids, you know, positive reinforcement, you know, let the coaches coach, let us criticize, let us correct mistakes, and you all lift each other up. You know, you lift each other up in the locker room and school, you know, out in the community when you're out hanging out with each other, and just, you know, being positive at all times, you know, to create a culture of success.
And Clarence, before we let you run, obviously a big weekend coming up for you and the team, facing off against Corning, who shut out Vestal 41-0 over the weekend. Obviously, don't give us all of the X's and O's and everything like that, but give us the lowdown on the Hawks and in the game plan heading into the matchup at Corning Memorial Stadium.
You know, Corning is a very well-coached team. You know, Coach George Bakulis, he's been there for a little while and has established himself and within, you know, their program and their school and their community. And they always have good athletes. You know, they're fast, they're tough. They don't give up on anything, especially on defense and on offense. They run not a complicated offense, but it's very deceptive. And, you know, we have to be disciplined in what we're doing and on defense to execute and stop them. And, you know, they're just a good team, you know, and George and I are actually pretty good friends and we talk football quite a bit, which is probably not a common thing with them being kind of a, you know, the other AA school that's the closest, at least other than Horseheads being a rival of ours. So, you know, for us, it's just, again, you know, trusting the process, playing together as a team, you know, executing, you know, all 11 guys on the field at once and hopes that we come out with a W.
Hey, Clarence, congratulations on that first W Friday night down at JC, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll definitely be talking to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care, Nick.